I just, we've had a couple really good days of practice. I didn't talk to you guys till before yesterday's practice, but so far, two good days of preparation. We've got a couple more days to go before we head to Tampa. I'll open it up for questions.
John, the Josh Bellamy injury, he had an ankle, I haven't read the report. Did that happen today at practice?
Again, I'm not real familiar. I think he just kind of tweaked his ankle a little bit. I'll get more information. I just left the field 5 minutes ago.
But that was today?
Yes, okay. Yes. He finished practice, so I think he'll be fine.
What can you tell us about Trey McBride and what his skill set is and what you've seen in him in the little bit of time you've had?
I think he's, he's got a good skill set. He's played in the league. He understands the game. He's learning our offense. I think we only got him a week and a half ago. So he's a fast learner. I think he's got a pretty good feel for what we're doing, and, we get to find out. Yeah, we'll announce all that an hour and a half before kickoff, but, so far so good.
Coach, can you talk about Eddie Jackson's performance last week, starting as a rookie, came from a great program. Just what did you see that you liked?
Well, I've seen a lot from him that I like all through preseason. Obviously I thought he performed well. I don't know how much he got tested last week, but, he functioned really good. He's a good communicator. I think he does well in all facets. I'm sure, Lana was capable of throwing the ball deep, did some. He wasn't really in that area of the field when they did. And I know Tampa Bay does the same thing. They've added DeSean Jackson, who's another deep threat, along with Evans. And, their tight end crew is as good as there is in the league. And, of course, Winston can hoist it. So I'm sure that'll come up and he'll get tested. But, all in all, I've been very pleased with his performance.
Mm-hmm. How he played last year. Right. What about him makes
him
a difficult cover?
Well, he's a long body. They feature him in the red area, when the field's short. I think, he does have good length and speed. So he has a good knack. I don't know if his top-end speed is quite what Howard's is as far as time speed, but he plays fast, and, he's a pretty good ball getter once that ball's thrown up. Well, he's got real good quickness and explosion. He's fast off the ball. He is athletic. He can change direction well. That can be disruptive inside. So we'll definitely have to be on our P's and Q's. They do some things on third down where they, will A-gap the middle with their linebackers. We've worked hard on that this week. So it comes down to execution, but he's definitely an outstanding athlete. And I think that's, probably why he's made the number of Pro Bowls he has. And, they've got that kind of guy really at every level. I know they got T.J. Ward. I'm familiar with him. I haven't seen him on Tampa tape yet, but I think Brent Grimes is, is an exceptional guy as far as change of direction. So he can break and drive pretty quick. He's got good awareness. He's got some experience in the league. You already mentioned the front, Levante David, at linebacker. So usually, you're pretty good defense when you got a top-notch guy at each level of your defense.
You're touting their talent offensively. You saw a talented offense last week. What did your defense's performance last week tell you about how it can contain or stop a very talented passing attack?
Well, every week's a new test. What we did last week doesn't make a hill of beans. It's what we do this week. And, I think there's some lessons learned. We've got some young guys, new guys to us that I think we're better for. So it's about execution. They've definitely got a skill set. They added DeSean Jackson. Evans was already a factor. They added O.J. Howard, which is a, 250-pound guy that runs 4.5, so he's got that kind of talent. Jameis can be a problem, keeping him in the pocket. He can extend downs. We saw a couple of times that happen in our game last week. So that's an area we have to do a good job, both containing the quarterback as well as plastering in coverage when he does extend downs. So they present a lot of problems. I mean, it's that way every week, and we're on to Tampa and that challenge.
You had some success against the Falcons backs, of course, Falcons linebackers using your backs. But how unique is it to see another set of so much speed at the second level of the defense 2 weeks in a row with David and Alexander now?
Yeah, I think that's why I think they're picked to be pretty good. They haven't played a game this year. I think. They had a pretty successful year ago. I think Dirk Cutter and his staff have done an excellent job. They almost got into the tournament. So I know they've got big expectations, and they haven't got a chance to play a game yet. So I'm sure they're excited.
Coach,
Jim, as your defense progresses, do you feel you're getting closer, that you're getting closer to takeaways, or are they just from week to week, does it just either happen or they don't?
You know, again, we emphasize it. We've emphasized it a lot. You know, I don't know that we've fulfilled that after one game. I don't think anybody has. So, you know, I think time will tell.
I know you only had the 1 year with T.J. Ward, and you're not sure how he's going to work in Tampa's defense, but what do you remember about what he can bring to a group?
Well, I think his attitude, you know, I think just the way he works, basically his mindset, you know, can be, you know, a pretty aggressive one. You know, I think you know, I've known him for quite some time. I got coached his dad in college, so I'm familiar with him. He just brings a good mindset, and I'm sure that's a big reason why Tampa brought him there.
John, when you play a team as frequently as you seem to be trying to play in the Bucs, is there any carryover from year to year in terms of what sticks in your memory, what you can use to game plan for them, or
It's all the same. I mean, we talk about this. People on the outside talk about it a lot, but it's just like a division opponent when you play them the second time. I mean, there's familiarity. I spent 9 years in that division at Carolina, so I'm very familiar with that organization. I don't know how much that helps, you know, here lately, or it'll help Sunday.
Are there things that carry through an organization beyond, I mean, even when they turn over their coaches and most of their roster, are there, you know, do the Bucs always play a certain way?
Not really. You know, it's just you know, and like I said, I'm not sure they're looking back to all those experiences, even versus us. So, you know, we played them real recent. You know, we played them the last 2 years. You know, so there's a lot to draw from on both sides.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate it.